A word for you from Luke chapter 2 verses 13 and 14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Famous saying, and you'll find that people all around the world, even those who are not Christians, somehow remember this phrase. It is a time of joy. Even the angels rejoiced, and they declare that this is to be a time of joy, happiness. God said through the angels to the shepherds that they should not fear, for they are brought tidings of great joy. Have you received these tidings? Have you gone to see the Christ child? Well, here, while the angel was speaking, suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host. Just imagine the sight. No wonder the shepherds were overawed, were absolutely astonished, and no wonder they had the joy and freedom to leave their sheep and go and seek the child after this. And take note of the phrase that God, through Jesus, was bringing peace and goodwill toward men. This is the greatest sign of God's goodwill, giving of Himself, His only begotten Son, giving Him to save the world from their sin. The word goodwill is also translated as God's pleasure towards those that He is pleased with, because this was to be a distinguishing grace in that His favor was to rest upon those with whom He was pleased. His goodwill is towards those who turn to Him for mercy. Yes, in a general sense, God has shown His goodwill towards the whole world. But His favor, His pleasure, is upon those who then receive this message. There cannot be peace like is found in the first part of this message. There can't be peace on earth without God being pleased with His people, without them having been washed, having turned to the only Savior of the world. Otherwise, Christmas doesn't bring peace. In fact, it's marked by violence every year. There are more deaths and injuries and car crashes and difficulties that arise, and not peace. But there is true peace for those who turn to Christ. Jesus said that this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than the light because their deeds are evil. And so, if you want to be saved and experience God's goodwill, His favor upon you, His pleasure, then turn to the Christ child. Believe in Him. Turn from your darkness and wicked ways.